Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. With our politics so polarized and the future of our democracy hanging in the balance, how do we find a way to connect across our red-blue borders? If our political parties and our social media outlets aren't going to help us, what will? Well, my next guests have an idea. Poetry. Can we share our stories and our beliefs in a way that fosters connection through poems? Steve Zeitlin and Bob Holman are here to talk about their poetry collection In the Making, All the Voices, Where I'm From, Politically, taking inspiration from Kentucky poet George L. Lyon's poem, Where I'm From. They're asking people, including you, our listeners, to trace the roots of your politics and your lived experience and write a poem about it. And they'll be joined by two contributors here in this segment to demonstrate their idea, because they want you to get involved too, and we'll tell you how. Steve Zeitlin is the founding director of City Lore and author of The Poetry of Everyday Life, Storytelling and the Art of Awareness. He's been on the show many times, as some of you know, with various projects, all centered on the idea that each of us has a story to share, and it's the grassroots contribution to our shared culture that matters. Bob Holman is a poet, filmmaker, and the proprietor of the Bowery Poetry Club. He's also been on the show many times, among other things. He was the original slam master and a director of the New Yorican Poets Cafe and the producer of the United States of Poetry for PBS. Steve, Bob, welcome back, both of you, to WNYC. Hi.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
Bob, you want to start? Tell us about the idea and this poem that inspired you.
Well, it's, of course, it's totally utopian and crazy to think that we could find an anthology that is going to get people to cross the great divide and start speaking to each other. But we are using a fantastic model by George L. Lyon from Harlan, Kentucky, which just happens to be my hometown as well. George L., former poet laureate of Kentucky, wrote Where I'm From that starts like this. I am from clothespins, from Clorox and carbon tetrachloride. That's because she grew up in the back of her family's dry cleaning store. Hmm. So what people are going to do is look back into their past and see how did your political beliefs come out of your family and your home? Georgella continues, I'm from dirt under the back porch. It tasted like beets. I'm from the know-it-alls and the pass-it-ons, from perk up and pipe down. I'm from he restoreth my soul with a cotton ball lamb and 10 verses I can say myself. And if you were raised in a Kentucky Pentecostal church, you know exactly where those beliefs were coming from, the cotton ball lamb. Yeah. So, you know, we've put out a call for everyone to join in. And if you get your poem published, you get $50. And Steve has all the information about it.
And we're going to go to a couple of poets who have made contributions, who are going to share them with us here on the show in just a couple of minutes. You've even given me one to read a section of. We'll get to that. But Steve, by centering the path we've taken to our political beliefs in this project, do you think we can wind up less knee-jerk in our rejection of, you know, your side versus my side?
I think so. I mean, we started out just how do we figure out a way to cross the great divide between Republicans and Democrats? But when we first set out a call for poems, we started to realize that everything we were getting was very individualistic. It wasn't just that people were Democrats or Republicans or independents. It was that their father and their had voted for Nixon and their grandfather for somebody else, and that through the years, their beliefs had been shaped oftentimes by a particular personal experience. And we started to realize that this country is really not when you see the poems, you realize the country is not made up of Democrats and Republicans and independents, but it's made up of 300 million individual stories of how people came to believe what they believe. And I think if we can get to that individual side of people, we can make a, we might be able to make a difference in the world. And what better way to do it is than to ask people to write accessible short poems that capture where they're coming from politically, and then to find ways to share those.
So let me do this short reading as kind of a segue out of that, that you sent to me to do. You sent us a poem by Sheree Caro Schwartz of Denver, and asked me to read the first stanza. So I'm going to do that. And again, they're answering, I guess all your participants are asking the question, where are you from? And Bob, I was so taken with the one you cited before, where they didn't say, I'm from Denver, or I'm from Miami. It was, what was it? I'm from clothespins. I'm from Clorox. Was
exactly, that one? And carbon tetrachloride. Hey, Brian, I can hardly wait for you to read this poem, because I always thought this is really a new career for you, is the poet. And hearing your voice today, I know will inspire the audience to write a few poems themselves.
So this one from Sheree Caro Schwartz from Denver. Where is she from? She writes, I am from standing next to my mom in her flowered dress and white pumps in the late 1950s as she lets little me into the voting booth, and I am silent, wide-eyed. I stand up taller. Metallic snap of the curtain rod on metal closure, smell of the heavy curtain. She lets me pull the tabs to vote her vote. Click, click. And I hear her say, remember, baby doll, voting is a privilege. You have the chance to help America.
So, the birth of democracy. Patriotism lives.
So do you think that the poet there is contrasting her voting origin story, if you will, with what's going on today with faith in elections?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, this was a, you know, those click-click voting machines really, you know, analog voting machines get around a lot of the problems now. Maybe we should bring them back. No, please. Such awful old voting machines. Yes, that's what she's doing. She's saying, if you really look into the essence of where the power can come from and take it yourself, like her mom was teaching her, then, I mean, that's really the big problem with the country, isn't it? That everybody doesn't vote. And of course, what's going on now in Congress really points to that. And if we have an image of a little girl inside the booth there, maybe that's one way to open up people's visions. I don't know.
Before we go to the two contributors we have on the line who are going to read their poems, Steve, you want to just tell our listeners how they can contribute or participate? We'll tell it again at the end, but why don't you tease this right now? What can our listeners do after the show?
So the URL, the email that you need to send your poem to is very simple, poetry@citylore.org. That's poetry at citylore, CITYLORE.ORG. You can also ask questions. You'll see the directions there and on the WNYC website. So, you know, please do get in touch with us. We will talk you through the poems if we have to. And we really want to make this work. And it's only you guys can help make it work. The other impetus for this was a foundation interested in actually building empathy in the United States, the Acton Foundation. And they've taken as their mission building apathy, building empathy across America. And they're part of the reason why we are taking the poemmobile on the road and collecting these poems and trying to use creativity to make a difference.
Taking the poemmobile on the road. And so the prompt, listeners, if you're being inspired to submit a poem to this, the prompt is that the poems must begin with I am from, the words I am from, and use I am from at least one more time during the poem. So you can start getting your heads around that. A few people are calling in. We're not asking for you to be instant poets, But maybe we'll have time to take some calls with whatever you want to chime in on this. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe share a memory from your childhood that you think is part of where you're from politically. Meanwhile, we have a couple of poets on the line to share their contributions. Up first, Kieran Coughlin. Kieran, welcome to WNYC. Thanks for joining us.
Steve, Bob, how you doing, Brian?
Doing great. And we're going to hear your poem about where you're from politically, but do you want to tell us a little bit first about where you are now? I think you're in Yonkers, maybe?
I am in Yonkers. I am dealing with Steve and Bob for the last couple of years. I work on the poemmobile. They're two excellent guys. They're funny guys. They're very high society. Me and my partner John call them. They're great to talk to. They're very knowledgeable, and they get a kick out of myself and my partner, John. We're very, I guess, garden variety people, you could say. And talking to Steve and Bob, it's just, we have a really good time. We really enjoyed them a lot. Good people.
And just to give you a plug here, I gather you own HNC Truck Repair in Yonkers, right?
Yes. I have a wonderful partner, my best friend, John. And we have a great operation. We have 10 employees, 8 technicians. We service, throughout the whole complete pandemic. We didn't close one day. We made sure those trucks kept rolling to service America. And we're very proud of that.
I can tell already, if I ever own a truck and it ever breaks down, I'm going to you. Meanwhile, let's hear your poem.
Are you ready? Here we go. This is called I Am From. I'm from the youngest of 11 children around a fireplace to keep warm. I am from $40 every 2 weeks to feed 11 kids. I'm from 4 brothers who raised their right arms at JFK Airport to go to Vietnam. I am coming from when they came from Ireland. I am from the Bronx, where I had to fight a lot because I was bullied and taunted by my own kind because of my accent and my name. There was not a lot of care on us back in those days until I got a beating from a tomboy. Her jersey still hangs in the gym till this day. I'm from smoking marijuana to slow me down to learn how to read and write. I am from a father that died and left me a strong back and a will to work. I am from the bars of the Bronx, where we were all poets. I am from a party in Manhattan, where I was looked at funny because I was straight. I am from a therapeutic community, Daytop Village, not a rehab. I am from Dublin, Ireland, but America is my home. I am from things I remember and things I'd like to forget. And I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and I have all the answers. And that's where I'm from. Thank you.
And thank you. That was awesome. What made you want to share your story?
Well, my partner and everybody messed with me. They always said I was a poet. My father was a great poet. I guess a little bit of him rubbed off on me. But Bob and Steve had told me about this project a couple of years ago. And I wrote it down, and, I had to clean it up a little bit. But these are just things in my life. There's a lot of questions about it. And, they asked me to come on the show, and I had to say yes, because, like I said, they're really wonderful people.
That's great.
That's my struggle. But
thank you so
very
much.
Well today.
And as I say goodbye to you, I'm going to say your name properly. It's Kieran Coughlin, right?
That's correct.
Kieran, thank you so much. And we're going to go on to the other contributor who we have here, Simba Sandra Yangala. Tell me if I mispronounced your name, and welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Steve and Bob. And Karen, beautiful poem. You pronounced my name right.
Good. I'm glad. Got lucky. And you emigrated to the U.S. as a teenager from the Democratic Republic of Congo, I see. Do you want to read your poem?
Yes, I came from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I don't say Zaire anymore because I'll get corrected.
And we're all ears for your poem.
Yes. Bullet holes and bullet one. I am from the I don't know the year I was born in, and I won't even ask my mother about it. It was once said that my father wrote the wrong year to justify his affair with my stepmother. Where I'm from, my maternal clan has stories of conflict, from the dispute over beef kidneys to the curse supposedly placed on my family lineage. My mother was not to be told about it. I experienced life in cities and villages alongside my father's political career. I was born a woman of blue blood inheritance predisposition. Where I'm from, I'm still running from the sound of bullet and bomb dropping. I'm from the treadmill of survivor skills. From running all the way to New York City, I decided to call it my country. But even here, one day, during Christmas festivities, I found a couple dozen bullet holes in the door to the lobby. Bullets seem to be following where I go. I am from where I'm from. Imperialism colonized land. Democracy proclaimed religious freedom without questioning how free is it. I am from my thinking has evolved. Now I reason that dictatorship is just another form of government, neither better nor worse than democracy.
Wow, that is a heavy way to end. And what a contrast to the first poem I read about the girl being from going to the voting booth as a little kid with her mom. Why did you want to share that? And why did you want to share that last line that your thinking has evolved, that maybe dictatorship is just another form of government, neither better nor worse than democracy?
As I said, I was born in Zaire, which is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the person who was the leader of Zaire was Mobutu. And Mobutu is known as the greatest dictator of all time. But at the same time, during that time in Zaire, it was the most quiet, peaceful time growing up in Zaire. And right now it's turbulent. And that was dictatorship. So dictatorship was quiet and mellow and people had beautiful life, and now it's called the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it's so troubling with so much war, so unrestness. You have way more refugees coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo and struggling, including me, like struggling in other countries way to find themselves. You know, I have a few Congolese friends that I put down my advocacy for immigration, and we're still struggling. So Zaire was a dictatorship, which is seen like, oh, you know, you hear anybody, they'll tell you dictatorship is bad, it's terrible. But I keep remembering that it was quiet when I was going up.
Right.
There was no bomb dropping, and the bomb came in with the Democratic Republic of Congo. So I think in my childhood, like crossing that, hearing bombs during democracy and hearing quiet during dictatorship. Mm-hmm. So I reasoned and said, what's better? Like, then I just said, I don't think it's as worse as people say. It's just like another form of government.
It may not work
from other people, yes, but it definitely may work for some others.
Simba Sandra Yangala, thank you very much for sharing your poem and your thinking with us. And Bob Holman and Steve Zeitlin, we've got about a minute left in the show. What a contrast between Kieran and Simba. What does it represent about the whole project?
Well, democracy is messy, but when you get those poems down on the page, Brian, and they have all the line breaks corrected, and you know, you can just read it off. Maybe we have a chance to hear which side of the mess you're on. But whichever side, it's a mess. You know, yeah. Make it a poem, pass it on.
Steve, you want to say one more time?
As one poet said, well, I'm not from the political middle, I'm from the political muddle. If you want to send your poems to us, all you have to do is send them or send questions to poetry@citylore.org. poetry@citylore.org. If we used a poem in the anthology, you'll get $50. And we look forward to hearing from you, whatever your politics is. And as one person said in one of her poems, I am a regular American who knows we can do better.
And Bob Holman and Steve Zeitlin. Bob Holman is president of the Bowery Poetry Club and producer of the United States of Poetry for PBS. and Steve Zeitlin is the founding director of City Law and author of the recent book, The Poetry of Everyday Life. Thank you both. And again, one more time, send your poems that start I Am From to poetry@citylaw.org by September 30th. Good luck with it.